Good afternoon.
Hi, is this Brad?
This is he.
Hi, Brad. My name's John. I was giving you a call with Local Splash, one of Google's main partners.
Oh, yes. Okay. Steven said that you might call. Yep.
Yes. Yes. So I had an account set up for Steven. We have to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup and a few other things on his business profile. Can you hear me? I hear music.
Yeah, 1 second, please.
Okay, no worries.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yep. So we were just going to create and verify a new Google business listing. Basically, he had one under Stevie Carpet Steamer Water Damage. And we wanted to update the name, the address, the phone number even on it is outdated. And then we're going to build a .com website for him and then make sure he's a top recommended option for each individual service that you guys provide. So I've set up most of the profile, and I've scheduled the client interview with him tomorrow afternoon. But we came down to the payment, and he was going to give me a card with your name on it. So I kind of stopped everything right there. You know, we have to have your consent in order to do that. And that's when he basically called you. And then I talked to him right now. He's at the doctor's office, and he told me to reach out to you in order to secure the billing information.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a transaction that's going to come across in the amount of $199. It's a month-to-month campaign. He's not binded to any kind of long-term contract. But what's your role within the company? Are you like a partner?
I'm his uncle.
Okay, yeah. He told me you were his uncle. I just didn't know if you were involved with Stevie Carpet Cleaner or no.
No, not directly. No.
Not directly, okay. So let me just make sure I update this because it's supposed to actually be under Stevie Carpet Steamer. Let me update here. Okay, so I had most of the information here. Actually, I didn't. No, he didn't have the billing information. So he did tell me he had a card under your name. It was under Brad Robbins, and then I kind of stopped him there. Is the billing address on this the same as the street address that we're going to have listed up there? The Quaker Hill Court?
Yeah, but it's Fred Robbins, Frederick Robbins.
Oh, okay. Is that your first name?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why it says Brad here.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's really weird. My apologies. Okay. Frederick was my grandfather's first name. So F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, same spelling?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. And then the billing address you said was the same, the 4411 Quaker Hill Court?
Correct.
All right.
Private address now, 21078, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then is it okay if I send the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement over to this phone number?
This is a landline.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so let me just update the profile here. I'll make sure I send it over to his email and phone number. So I got the srobbins3530@gmail.com. And then the 307-3530. Okay, let me just update this. And then I'll add your landline just as a co-contact in case you call in. I'll make sure that you get access to the billing at all times, okay? So you'll still have the ability to make changes to that.
Yep, okay.
All right, and then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
Steven thinks that this is going to be when people look up for, in this particular case, house cleaning or house clean outs and things of that particular nature, that it will be on the first page of a Google search.
Correct. Yeah, that's called a keyword search. So we list him on the first page for 15 different keyword terms or phrases. Actually, before I contacted you, I got a majority of those phrases. So like hoarder clean out, small clean outs, home clean outs, waste removal, junk removal, and hauling. So those are a couple of them. There is a client interview tomorrow afternoon where we're going to actually do some research and see which ones are getting the most traffic, and we'll have some more recommended ones so that way we get the full 15. But that is correct.
Mm-hmm. What about geographic location? I mean, he's in Maryland, have a grace, Maryland, and... Mm-hmm. So Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Wilmington would be areas that he would be probably interested or at least able to get to in, you know, in a reasonable travel time.
Yes.
Is that taken care of?
Yes. So I've actually spoke with him in depth almost for an hour this morning.
Okay.
We have it set up to cover about a 60-mile radius. We're also going to develop a .com website for him and have the website attached to that listing on Google for the customers to use as a reference point. I'm actually going to have somebody help him develop his logo as well for the company.
Okay. 1 second, please.
Okay. No worries.
Okay, ready for a number?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
4270.
4270.
8250.
8250.
3177.
3177.
7019.
7019. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
1123.
11 of 23, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
Yeah, it's 629.
629, okay. And Frederick...
And on the name...
Oh, sorry.
The name is Frederick W. Robbins. It probably won't make any difference, but
oh,
that's
it will.
What's on the card.
No, it definitely will. It's a VeriSign secure database through Google, so it has to have the correct information. If the billing zip code or address is wrong or if it's missing a letter, it'll actually decline the entire transaction. I'm going to attempt to process it. What I wanted to tell you was, I know you're his uncle. It sounds to me like you have his best interest in heart, and I could definitely appreciate that. He's a good person. The client interview we have scheduled for tomorrow is between 5 and 6. You're more than welcome to join us. I don't know if you'll be with him around that time or if you guys will be close to together. But it would definitely be nice to have you both there in case you have any further questions about the listing or how this is going to benefit the company.
Yep, between 5 and 6?
It's scheduled between 5 and 6 tomorrow, yes.
Okay. If there's technically a way that I can listen in, I probably will.
Okay.
And if not, then he'll just have to do whatever he's going to do.
Yeah, I mean, we're all Google certified technicians, so I'm sure they'd have no problem like patching you in. So if he's there, you know, we could always three-way call on that landline, and you could even listen through the landline while he's on the his regular phone.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah, that's an option here. I'll have them actually, I'll add you to the profile here, and then I'll have them conference you in, so that way you could join them, and we make sure we're covering all our bases. You know, two heads are better than one.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You've gone over what he needs in as far as the website is concerned.
Yes, but that's what the client interview is for also. So the client interview is going to cover not just the keywords, but it's going to cover the service area. We understand that it's a 60-mile radius, but we want to be very specific about that. That way you guys aren't getting calls from places you don't go. And then, of course, pick his brain on the website and how you guys want that to look. So that's why I wanted you to join in. I feel like you'll feel a lot more comfortable if you sit through that with us.
Okay. The last thing is that using my credit card is a one-time thing, okay? And if he doesn't do okay, then I don't want to have it continued without my permission.
Gotcha. So it's a month-to-month service. We do not manually process the transactions each month. So it is put into a machine. It's designed to automatically run each month on the 25th day. However, it is fully cancelable at any time if you guys are unhappy with the service. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. Do you have a pen and paper?
1 second.
Okay. I'm going to give you my direct number and extension here. And if you guys are unhappy with the service or if you want to stop it, you can call me directly. I'll stop it. There's no fuss about it, you know. We want to make sure that the people that we're putting up there and the calls that we're generating are welcome. I don't want to have people calling you if you don't want them.
Okay, I've been looking for pencil and paper, so I didn't hear whatever was happening in the last few.
Oh, sorry. No, I was saying I'm going to give you my direct number and extension, and it's the same as our customer service line. It's just a different extension, and we have 24/7 customer service. If you guys want to stop it, you just call in. You tell us to stop. You know, we don't have anybody on the first page of the search results that doesn't want to be there. Last thing I want to do is have people calling you guys if you don't want them calling you guys, or you getting charged if you don't want to be charged and continue with the service. So it is set up to automatically process, but I'm giving you this number so that way you can call me directly instead of getting shuffled through our customer service department. We have 300 people that work here. Okay?
Okay. Give me a moment, please.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 877-635-6225. And then if you want to call me directly, you'll hit extension 544 when prompted.
544.
Yep. And that'll call me directly. So I'll be the account manager. There's going to be an account management team that'll help with fulfillment. There's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you guys. So anytime you want to make changes, start and stop the campaign, or you have questions, comments, or concerns, there's always either myself or a representative available to help you.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Jonathan. So it's J-O-H-N-A-T-H-A-N. And then the last name is Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay. Thank you, Jonathan.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you, Frederick. I'm going to circle back with Stephen briefly after his appointment here, and then I'll hopefully speak with you tomorrow during that client interview between 5 and 6.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Have a great afternoon. I'm looking forward to working with you guys.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.